Every Friday, as many Atlanta-area residents head to work, a group of unemployed people gets together at a small restaurant north of the city for a networking and support meeting. Over the past year, the crowd has grown substantially. Now it often draws more than 150 people. Those in the group come from a wide range of economic brackets. Some were making $30,000 a year in their last jobs. Others, like Holly Fields, were making more than $130,000. She lost her job as vice president of a software company a year ago.
I have lost my job on several occasions to reductions in force, and the longest that I had ever gone is 6 months. And this has just been the worst economy that I've ever seen, and just the highest demand for specific skills to fill a role.
The last company she worked for couldn't stay in business after the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks, and things are particularly difficult in the technology sector due to the collapse of many dot-com companies. Gary Hulsey lost a job doing technical support last November. He hasn't been able to find anything computer-related since then, so he's looking at other areas.
I'm looking at education, you know, possibly teaching where a certificate's not required. Various things, and everything seems to be pretty tight.
Mr. Hulsey is among the many job seekers willing to work for a fraction of their previous salaries. Even so, they remain unemployed. President Bush has called job growth the chief domestic concern, and lawmakers in Congress are weighing plans to improve the economy. But some jobless Americans, like Bert Nagy, feel the government simply isn't doing enough.
I think the focus in Washington is on the war in Iraq and North Korea and foreign policy, and it's certainly not on the internal affairs of the country, the unemployment area.
Most state governments provide 26 weeks of unemployment benefits for those who have lost their jobs. The weekly checks provide some percentage of what they were making before. Congress passed a plan to extend unemployment benefits for an additional 13 weeks. Benjamin Pittman, who has a doctorate degree in human resource development, was among those celebrating that move.
I mean, it's not a lot of money. You know, it's only $1,000 a month, but it's still $1,000 a month. You know, it'll keep me from having to do a lot of other things, which I really don't want to do.
But some don't qualify for the extension or have already used up all the benefits they're entitled to. Henry Starr was laid off from the energy company Enron when its leadership became embroiled in a public scandal. He may soon have to dig into his 401k retirement plan just to get by. But the decline in the stock market has deflated the value of his investment. It was once worth $37,000. Now it's worth only $7,000.
If I don't have a job even by March or April, I will have to go through my 401k and whatever stock I have. 8 months ago, I bought a home, and my first home, so I'm trying to hang on to it.
He's not alone. Holly Fields may have to give up her home and move in with family. She takes a somewhat optimistic view on the situation she and so many other people are facing.
I think it's going to take everybody spending some time reflecting, as I have done, on spending habits and how blessed we really are in the United States, and reflect back on old family values that we grew up with.
Many jobless folks say they're trying to take matters into their own hands by starting their own businesses or becoming private contractors who do work for various companies. Steve Bilreis has more than 20 years of experience working in finance. He lost his job as chief financial officer of a payroll company more than a year ago. Speaking on his way out of the breakfast meeting, he said he wants to carve out a niche for himself by helping build nonprofit organizations.
I don't want to sit around collecting money. That's not important to me. My interest is getting out and doing something that's going to benefit me in the community.
Mr. Philrey says things are very difficult right now. He has 2 children in private school and has to prepare to pay for their college tuition someday. But he and other unemployed Americans say they're ready to do whatever it takes to find a job and provide for their families, even if it means, after decades of work experience, starting over. I'm Joshua Lebs in Atlanta.